Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. It is Friday, November 20th, 2015, and I'm Leanne McAdoo. Here's a look at what's coming up tonight.
Tonight, emergency workers report that the public was kept in the dark about bombs found in Germany. Then, Obama dismisses tracking refugees because of their constitutional rights. And how you can get the last laugh on Hillary. That's next.
This new competition, this new contest, $5,000 for first place, $1,000 for second, a free Hillary for prison shirt, and a laughing Hillary pin for third place. Clinton goes after Laugh Factory comedians for making fun of her. And I saw this yesterday and barely read it. I read the whole thing this morning. This is crazy. Official Democrats are saying, we will put you out of business like it's New York mob or something, and I'm going to break your legs. And, of course, George Carlin criticized presidents, Republican and Democrat, you name it, Jim Carrey. But, I mean, that, they all came out of the Laugh Factory. Jerry Seinfeld.
Clean, pure drinking water. You can't survive without it. But where do you get it? Alexa Pure Pro is a brand new, groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system that is like no other. The Alexa Pure Pro transforms water from virtually any fresh source into clean, healthy drinking water, pairing the unprecedented superfiltration power of an all-new gravity block core with a hybrid chromatic shell. It removes up to 99.999% of impurities, including bacteria, viruses, fluoride, disinfectants, volatile organic contaminants, and hormones. Filter capacity up to 5,000 gallons. Stainless steel construction. Easy assembly. Low maintenance. Replacement filters are simple to install. And now, as part of an exclusive limited time introductory offer, you can save $20 off the retail price and get free shipping. This is a limited time offer, so order your unit today and receive free shipping and $20 off. Go to InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139.
In the wake of the Paris attacks, we have seen German authorities scrambling to silence critics of this refugee crisis. They're saying, you know, we're going to be bringing in even more refugees. We've seen the German police covering up instances of rape and other crimes involving migrants who've been flooding into the country via this wave of refugees. Well, now we're learning that German authorities may have covered up a potential terror attack at a soccer stadium earlier this week.
Explosives were found during an attempted terror attack at a German soccer stadium on November 17th. But German authorities covered it all up, according to an eyewitness who was told to keep quiet about what he saw. A paramedic saw an explosive device in an ambulance before the Germany versus Netherlands game, which was canceled after French intelligence told German authorities about the impending attack involving several bombs. Authorities later claimed no explosives were found, but the paramedic says he witnessed the bomb and was ordered not to talk about it after special forces arrived on the scene. Three police officers were also reportedly disciplined for leaking information about the alleged discovery of the bombs. German authorities may have decided to conceal the fact that the explosives were found in order to prevent a panic amongst the fans who had gathered around the stadium before the match, and also to protect German Chancellor Angela Merkel, who has opened the borders for Middle Eastern migrants to flood the country, including ISIS. This is Kit Daniels with InfoWars.com, and you can find out more at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv.
And another deadly terrorist attack took place today, this time in Mali. The assault began about 7 a.m. when several jihadists exited at least one vehicle that had diplomatic license plates. They were armed with AK-47s and grenades, and they stormed a luxury hotel with guns firing. Islamic extremists, armed with guns and throwing grenades, stormed a luxury hotel in Mali Friday morning. Hostages were taken and at least 27 people have been killed. Senior officials say the jihadists stormed the building chanting Allah Akbar, while some hostages claim they were freed only after reciting verses from the Quran. Fears remain that the attack in Bamako may be linked or inspired by the Paris attack, where French nationals were targeted for the government's decision to carry out airstrikes against ISIS. Mali is a former colony of France, and they've been battling several terror groups for years. A French military operation in Mali in 2013 against Islamic extremists in the northern half of the country was the first of several foreign interventions that President Francois Hollande has launched as president. Troops from the UN, the United States, and France have already been sent to Mali to support security forces there on the ground. Read more on this developing story at InfoWars.com. So we're definitely seeing the swiftness of the military response from the West. Now, Malian soldiers and UN troops had the hotel surrounded, and as of 4 p.m. Eastern, the attack on the Mali hotel was over. Now, the Radisson chain said that as many as 170 people were inside the hotel when this attack began, and the attack came as the hotel was hosting diplomatic delegations. They were working on a peace process in the landlocked country, which has been struggling with Islamic extremism from several different groups since at least 2012. Now, as of now, the U.S. has been shielded from these type of attacks from jihadists. But of course, that could all be changing soon as we are beginning to see the rise in Islamic extremism making its way to the West. Now, we're being told that the vetting process for any of the refugees coming in, it's all under control. The Department of Homeland Security says we're going to be tracking all of them. Well, you know what? That might all be a little too late, because now we have the FBI Director James Comey coming out and saying that Islamic State is now virtually in every state here in the U.S. In July, Comey said, "This is the new normal," after announcing the arrests of 10 people believed linked to Islamic State plots, including some suspected of planning attacks to coincide with the July 4th holiday. And there were many other attacks that really aren't thwarted attacks that really aren't being reported in the mainstream media. And of course, Comey coming out saying this is the new normal means that we're going to be ramping up the surveillance state. Now, you'll recall earlier this week, we reported about a Syrian refugee who went missing in Louisiana. Now, he was in the process of being resettled into the Baton Rouge area, and he went missing. And the charity that was helping him to resettle said, you know, we're not involved. It's not our job to track him. And Louisiana state officials heard about this missing Syrian refugee from the media, not from the Obama administration. And of course, this is after we are being reassured that the vetting process is, you know, it's great. The federal government is monitoring them. Well, now this, the Syrian refugee is still missing. He has not checked in with authorities, even though they reported that he's on his way to D.C. I don't really know what he's on his way to D.C. to do. Is he going to meet there with the president so he can roll him out as the token Syrian refugee? He has not checked in with the authorities. And federal authorities say they do not know where this man went, and they can't keep up with him because of his constitutional rights. They actually said that his constitutional rights protect him from being tracked. So he's not a U.S. citizen. He doesn't have constitutional rights. That's the excuse that's given for them being able to surveil people across the globe, because they're not American citizens. And of course, you know, once they get here in the country, though, apparently it's a free for all. And the Obama administration has absolutely no problem tracking the rest of us here. In the days since the Paris attacks, intelligence heads in the U.S. like Comey have been calling for even more surveillance controls. And Rand Paul is calling BS.
So when they stand up on television and says the tragedy in Paris means you have to give up your liberty, we need more phone surveillance. Bullshit. Are we in the free speech zone? But here's the thing is, they are collecting your phone records as we speak. They did not miss a beat. And even though we voted on reform, all of your phone records are still being collected and stored in Utah. Did it stop the attack in Paris? Not one iota.
Now, Rand Paul is absolutely right. Now, the program that collects America's phone records in bulk is set to end this month under a program called the USA Freedom Act. However, newly disclosed documents show that the NSA has found a way to replace the email program. One of the ways is the collection of bulk data that had been gathered in other countries. Because of the way the internet operates, domestic data is often found on fiber optic cables abroad. So there's one workaround. And the NSA had long barred analysts from using America's data, but that had been changed in 2010, as we learned from the disclosures made by Edward Snowden. Well, the other replacement source for this data was collection under the FISA Amendments Act of 2008. It permits warrantless surveillance on domestic soil that targets specific non-citizens abroad. And this includes their new or stored emails to or from Americans. So there's obviously always going to be some sort of a workaround, we knew that they weren't going to actually be ending the NSA surveillance program. And so you can see how that earlier argument for not wanting to track the missing Syrian refugee is absolutely invalid. It's a total fallacy. It does not even fly. Now, something else that's making this the new normal here in the USA is blatant propaganda being pushed in schools. Now, a teacher in Utah is having to apologize after enraged parents were concerned about an assignment that was given to ninth grade students. The homework assignment was making ISIS propaganda. Now, the assignment was given this Wednesday. It was a first-year teacher, and she gave it to about 60 ninth grade students in a world civics class. It wasn't approved by the school and wasn't part of any official curriculum. So who is this teacher? How are they just sneaking this in here? But the assignment asked kids to design a propaganda poster for one of the terrorist organizations that they'd been studying up on. And the worksheet said that the purpose of the poster was to help students understand the goals of terrorist groups and the methods they use to gain support. But if you actually look at that worksheet there and see how it's written, scroll up a little bit. If you see there, it's basically glamorizing their tactics, saying they have all this money, they have really attractive social media, they have a staying presence, and the Muslims there, they would rather be under their control rather than the groups that have been forced out. So, I mean, this is blatant propaganda. And of course, one of the parents was really concerned about this because in the course of researching for her assignment, she actually Googled how to recruit for ISIS, which of course might trigger some unwanted attention and put her on a terrorist watch list. So good going there, teacher. Now, let's talk about, you know, just briefly some other student fascists that we've got here in the United States. We have, once again, we're witnessing these demands being made by social justice warriors, and they're winning. Now, Princeton University has agreed to weigh in on the idea of erasing Woodrow Wilson's name from the buildings there. This was one of the demands that was being made. This agreement was signed by Princeton's president, and it ended a 32-hour sit-in at the president's office. So we're actually witnessing student activists getting things done. It's just a little too bad that those things are absolutely frivolous and they don't affect any real change. If you want to topple the legacy of Woodrow Wilson, don't worry about erasing his name from buildings. Topple the Fed. That is Woodrow Wilson's legacy. He was the one responsible for empowering the Fed, who is the true oppressor of all Americans. But that's not going to work for social justice warriors. That means we would have to come together. And of course, they use the whole divide and conquer tactics. And of course, that is all by design, because as long as we're divided, no real change is going to happen. Now, here's a report from John Bown, talking about something else that is totally by design, this refugee crisis.
Zbigniew Brzezinski's world-dominating elitist management of Eurasia is completing its final maneuvers on the grand chessboard as the United States, a hijacked world superpower government, veers down the path to an engineered final endgame towards completion of a corporocratic New World Order. The primacy of the last remaining superpower, i.e. the United States, and the importance of destabilization in the Middle East and the acquisition of the wealth of Eurasia has reached its summit. Now the next phase is being unleashed on an unsuspecting populace. In the words of Albert Pike, Satanist, Ku Klux Klan founder, and revered prophet of the New World Order, in the Third World War, we shall unleash the nihilists and the atheists, and we shall provoke a formidable social cataclysm, which in all its horror will show clearly to the nations the effect of absolute atheism, origin of savagery, and of the most bloody turmoil. Then everywhere, the citizens, obliged to defend themselves against the world minority of revolutionaries, will exterminate those destroyers of civilization, and the multitude, disillusioned with Christianity, whose deistic spirits will from that moment be without compass or direction, anxious for an ideal, but without knowing where to render its adoration, will receive the true light through the universal manifestation of the pure doctrine of Lucifer, brought finally out in the public view. This manifestation will result from the general reactionary movement, which will follow the destruction of Christianity and atheism, both conquered and exterminated at the same time. Upon those ashes, the New World Order of Albert Pike, David Rockefeller, George Soros, the Bilderberg Group, the royalty of Europe, the great work of the higher Masonic orders.
They really are issues of the construction of a new world order.
Will finally be established. But there is always hope. Perhaps the mechanization of order out of chaos is beginning to cave in upon itself.
I think you're seeing in Europe the beginning of the end of the political correctness, at least a correction in it. I mean, in Europe, as I say, this one attack has done more to bring the EU to an end than I thought possible. I think the EU is seeing a swing of the pendulum over to more conservative parties that want security, that want to eliminate this multicultural nonsense, this multicultural nightmare that Europe has become, the loss of identity. I mean, you know, Europe is becoming a Muslim nation. And what they don't understand is that, you know, Islam reaches a critical percentage.
8%.
And suddenly you're in Sharia law.
And it's about to get even more radical.
Yeah, it's going to get more radical. And they're going to try to align with the forces in the universities to do an Ayers-style revolution, which will mean opening the borders, rushing to the end of a new world order, climate change, all the things that Obama has predicted will want to do, he's going to rush to do, is going to fail. I think there will be more terrorist attacks in Europe. I think there's going to be terrorist attacks in the United States. You're going to see more and more terrorists stopped at the border. You're going to see more and more criminal activity. The country is going to close the border, and the country may start throwing out Muslims in Europe and the United States if Obama continues to press this agenda. The Clinton Foundation is in its last days. It will be put under receivership by one or more of the states. Clintons will lose control of the foundation, and the Democratic Party will move far to the left.
For those of you out there still with doubt, just know this. Everything is going according to plan. John Bound for InfoWars.com.
No one will go to the New York Times or care that it's even admitted that the government's hatching most of the terror plots. Or people will say, what are you doing? Endorsing radical Islam, saying it doesn't exist? I didn't say that. I said our criminal government is arming them, aiding and abetting them, protecting them to attack and kill us so they can take our freedoms. That's what I said.
Never water yourself down just because someone can't handle you at 100 proof. It's the Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
CNN, MSNBC, Fox News, Glenn Beck, and everybody else that runs around claiming that I'm saying there aren't any real Muslim terrorists. That's a load of crud, and you know it. Shane Steiner's involvement with InfoWarsLife.com truly happened in an organic way. I went to high school with Shane, his brother, knew his parents well. And he was visiting the office once, hadn't been to the office in years, and said, wow, I notice you're making and selling supplements. Do these really work? Because I've tried a lot of supplements as a workout enthusiast, and I really think most of them are hype. And I said, here, take some home, try it. Well, a few weeks later, he came in blown away and said, I want to buy 3 boxes of this stuff to give my friends and family. It's simply amazing. He said, why does it work so well? And I said, listen, go to InfoWarsLife.com, watch the informational videos with Dr. Group and others. They understand how it all works. I know that it works for me. That's all I understand. The science, the facts, the research, people's testimonials, they're all on InfoWarsLife.com. You can check it out for yourself.
I wanted to go to the gym. I wanted to push myself and work out harder. And that led to me being able to come out and do stuff like the barefooting and the surfing and stuff like that, which what I would never done. I never would have done that 2 years ago.
Shane has said over and over again, more than just libido and energy, it made him want to get into the gym more. It made him want to get in better shape. And believe me, the Steiners have amazing genetics. His brother is a world champion steer wrestler. His dad, Bobby Steiner, is a famous world champion bull rider. They've got natural genetics. But when you added this to the mix, in Shane's own words, it took him to the next level.
Good ride.
Shane noticed the mental clarity. Bobby was able to work out longer and gain muscle mass. He's already completely shredded. I gotta admit, for me, the biggest effect has been libido. Now, I've never claimed to have a body like some beach model, but back when I was 20, 22 years old and worked out every day, I looked great. But over the years, and being married, having three kids, and working 18 hours a day, I gained basically 100 pounds. And it's been a long process losing that weight in the last 4 years. But if you look at the photos and the videos of what I looked like 4 or 5 years ago versus today, the results are dramatic. I'd already cleaned up my diet. I was working out hard, but I'd only lost about 20 pounds. It was adding the other key ingredients from InfoWarsLife.com that helped me personally go to the next level and shed another 35 pounds.
This has actually made me feel so good that here lately, about a year ago, I started training jiu-jitsu, and that kind of led to doing some boxing and kickboxing. I mean, it's amazing that 2 years ago, I was on the couch and couldn't even tie my shoes, and now I'm training with MMA fighters and just doing stuff that I never thought that I would be doing ever again. So Super Male Vitality has allowed me to do some amazing things, and if it has those kind of effects for me, I know that it will do great things for you. So just try Super Male Vitality. I promise you, you'll love it.
And finally, let's look at Anthony Gucciardi, InfoWars.com reporter. He also works with Dr. Group and others, helping develop the newest, most cutting-edge, high-quality supplements. Let's take a look at what happened when he tried to barefoot ski for the first time with the Steiners. And remember, we're not making fun of him. He had the will to get in the arena, and he's lost more than 10 pounds in the last few years of fat and gained more than 10 pounds of muscle. And Anthony chalks it up to Super Male Vitality as well. Bottom line, folks, you want to discover the power of Super Male Vitality and Super Female Vitality for yourself by visiting InfoWarsLife.com today or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Dan Bedondi, InfoWars.com, here in Providence, Rhode Island, at the Rhode Island State House. Recently, Governor Gina Raimondo decided to follow the lead of the White House to accept Syrian refugees here in the state of Rhode Island. However, citizens have mixed reactions about that, as we have two protests going on right now, two rallies, I should say, that are for and against the decision. So we're going to question the public today on their thoughts about the Syrian refugees and their thoughts about ISIS, and also how important the Second Amendment is. Hi, Mrs. Golden. How are you?
I'm good.
Nice to meet you. How does, the Syrian refugees coming in, how are we to dictate who and who is in ISIS?
This isn't a press conference.
Aren't you concerned about the ISIS members? Do you feel that Gina Raimondo is not representing Rhode Islanders and their best interests and also the security of the state?
Oh, absolutely not.
If she decides to take in refugees, I would think that's against the security of the state of Rhode Island and citizens. I think it would probably be going against common sense and logic if it's not looked into further.
We've seen polls that have indicated that up to 68% of Rhode Islanders are against the idea of harboring the refugees. And for the governor to take such a strong stance on bringing the refugees in despite what the people want is a clear indication that she's playing politics and she's not listening to the will of the people.
I would encourage her to accept as many Syrian refugees and other people fleeing persecution as we possibly could.
Definitely for them coming to Rhode Island. My family is from Syria and we have family over there, and there are innocent people. And they have nothing to do with ISIS or Al-Qaeda or any terrorist groups. And there are 5 million children over there each day who are being negatively affected.
I would say first we'll take the woman and children and then keep the man in. But to prevent, to block the door of refugee, don't forget we're only taking 1% of the displaced Syrian. This is a symbolic move. We're not saying take all the Syrians there.
I'm in the favor of any refugees to come. We came here 27 years ago. This one of the first, very first people that I knew, 27 years, more than 27 years now. But we came for life opportunity. These people coming for a life.
We're talking about hundreds of thousands of people just like you and me. And if anything, I would be more afraid of a white guy like you, because you're the people that blow up, you know, that shoot schools and shoot movie theaters. Should we be afraid of all white American men because of that? Obviously not. So if we knew Syrians and were friendly with them as I am and had close relationships with them, you wouldn't see them as one big faceless mass.
Thank you very much, but I'm not, I have nothing to say.
We just look for your opinion.
Of course we want to bring refugees into this country. Why wouldn't we?
But the big concern is, aren't you worried about ISIS penetrating as refugees?
No, come on.
I mean, they did in France.
Come on.
Well, I think that's already been proven, hasn't it? It's been proven in, I mean, you look at Germany, France, and it's pretty ugly, and they would be sprinkled in among the refugees. I mean, look at the pictures, and it's 80% men.
I don't think there's a effective enough way to vet them, as the FBI has said. We don't have an adequate way to properly vet them.
In order to come to the United States as refugees, you have to go through a very extremely rigorous process. You have to have documentation from your country. You have to have a personal interview. You have to have background checks. And I fully believe and have trust in, you know, the Department of Homeland Security in their measures that they are taking when they are interviewing these people and allowing only people who are safe into our country.
A reporter did do the test, and he was able to purchase a legitimate passport, license, state ID, and everything from the nation of Syria. 100% legitimate, not frauds, not fakes. He bought them for $2,000. He can go anywhere in the world with that passport.
You know what? ISIS will not penetrate refugee because it takes 2 years of vetting process. Well, the border is porous, so they can come through the border. To attack women and children and prevent them from coming to this country is un-American. If the ISIS wants to come in here, they won't wait 2 years with vetting process by five different securities agencies.
We know that they want to infiltrate. There'll be a small percentage of them, but let me present it to you this way. I have 1,000 M&Ms in a bowl. 10 of them are cyanide, deadly. Would you allow your children to reach in that bowl? Not in a million years. That's the only reason. I'm not saying I don't want them here, but once they figure out how to screen them properly.
We are vulnerable as a country right now. And the fact that other states have stepped forward and their governors, and I'm willing to gamble, that they didn't need to be summoned by a state legislator for a concrete opinion on where they stood. They know that safety is an issue for their citizens.
But we have to put Rhode Island residents first. Their safety is priority, and we cannot take a chance with our own children. So to me, if there's even a chance that a terrorist can get in through the refugees, the Syrian refugees coming here, then we just shouldn't even allow it at all.
ISIS, if we want them, they can pop anywhere. So I just read a report about 2 months ago that the Israeli government, they stopped two young men. They were planning to join the ISIS. So ISIS is not the Syrians. There's all those ISIS that came from outside.
There are ISIS cells, and they're waiting to be called upon, and that's why it's ultimately very concerning, you know, for us to not do our due diligence by saying we need to hold off by any acceptance.
Being safe is not the biggest value. I believe in, you know, what Patrick Henry said, give me liberty or give me death. And, you know, a lot of the people like the Republicans who are coming out here, they've forgotten about that. They say the highest priority is keeping us safe. I say, no, don't keep us safe if it means forgetting our liberties. Don't keep us safe if it means just thinking of ourselves as if we're at war and forgetting all our other values.
Hi, Senator. You're not concerned about the ISIS members within the refugees? It's an honest question, Senator.
Can we help you?
An elected official, you should
get your
report. Thank you. Now, as a Syrian American, what would you think our best bet to prevent ISIS from attacking here?
To never lose our values.
And you think gun rights are very important in this matter?
Yes, I am. I'm a Republican. I believe in a Second Amendment heartily. Yes, I believe in the Second Amendment. Yes.
Okay. I think it would be very important to especially keep our gun rights, because we don't know what's going to happen from here on. So we definitely need a way to defend ourselves.
Absolutely. It has never been more important, ever.
Absolutely. Never more important at this time.
And don't you think gun rights will help protect us from...
That's such an insensitive thing to say.
How's that insensitive?
How?
Yeah. How's that?
After a shooting? Come on.
Yeah, so you don't think Americans should have a right to carry bare arms to protect themselves? You do realize the Second Amendment is the only thing that's keeping us.
Thank you.
Do you feel now more than ever that your Second Amendment, your right to bear arms, which is yours, my friend, mm-hmm. do you think that's more important than ever for you to be able to protect you and your family?
Of course. Yeah. Yes.
How about you, sir?
Well, that's guaranteed by the Constitution of the United States. And, you know, that's unquestionable.
No, I think that they should be regulated like any other dangerous thing, like a car. And I don't want to see more guns. I think more guns.
Well, cars kill more people than guns.
Yeah. Well.
So there's some bats, knives, and
Let's get rid of all the cars. I think we should get rid of.
How about the bats too? You think we should get rid of bats and knives and everything?
Yeah. So it's that one. I think that's a policy discussion that is. I don't want to tie in to the fear that people have about ISIS.
See this flag right here? That flag, man, was built on the Second Amendment. The Founding Fathers have thousands of quotes about how important the Second Amendment is. What are your thoughts on that?
It was also built on the First Amendment and the 13th Amendment and the Fifth Amendment.
The Second Amendment is the one that protects us and keeps us safe.
No, that's the one you value more, and I value other ones more.
I'm a proud owner of two guns right now, and I've done it legally. I've gone through the process of getting my guns legally. And you know what? I have a right to defend myself. I have a right to defend my home. I have a right to defend my family. And as long as I do it responsibly, every gun owner should be responsible for their actions. But if you do it responsibly, you go through the proper processes and get your background checks done, absolutely. We should not have our Second Amendment right taken away from us by our government.
More guns, less crime. That's proven.
You notice attacking the countries with gun control. You don't see them in Switzerland.
No, not in Switzerland. In France, they take the guns. It looks like a gun-free zone.
Yep.
So they're having a free ride over there.
Even the French president is on the record right now stating that he believes they made a terrible mistake by disarming their citizens. And I would just reflect on that and say that's even more of a reason for not only Rhode Islanders, but just all Americans to not be afraid to exercise their Second Amendment rights, because frankly, we can't allow ourselves to be sitting ducks. We are not. And I don't mean disrespect, but we are not the French. We are not any of these other nations that have embraced gun control and gun confiscation. We have a constitutionally protected, God-given right to bear arms and protect ourselves, and we should not be afraid to exercise that right.
You guys have the exclusive for, which is a product called Deep Cleanse. And why I'm so excited about it is it's a unique formula, almost like the iodine crystals. We have two unique products that nobody in the world has. One of the most amazing ingredients in the world, and it's called Shilajit, and it's actually known as blood of the mountain or rock sweat, because thousands of years ago, as a matter of fact, this ingredient was only given to the elite of the elite. Thousands of years ago, up in the Himalayan mountains and in Tibet.
And we wanted to put this in stuff for a couple years, but we couldn't get an organic form.
Right. I mean,
so let's explain. I mean, this stuff's so good, we couldn't put it out for years.
Right. So I had to actually, it's kind of like the iodine crystals, finding a source deep in the earth that we could get the cleanest source available. But in Tibet and in Nepal and in the Himalayan mountains, thousands of years ago, they watched these monkeys, and during the summer months, the monkeys would go up into the mountains.
Now you're being racist against monkeys.
And they would pick this black substance from the mountains. And so, in Russia, they actually, it grows in Russia in the mountains and in the Himalayas and only in the summer. And Shilajit is actually the decomposition of up to 7,000 different medicinal herbs. So it decomposes, all these different herbs decompose in the Himalayan mountains and the volcanic soil up there. And what happens in the summertime.
So it's almost like an oil from.
Yes, it's high in fulvic acid, it's high in humic acid.
Because they're always claiming oil is really from decomposed animals and plants. There is some oil that is based from fossils, but most of it's really abiotic. But so this is a true fossil source? I mean, explain it to me.
It is it's really the decomposition, like I said, of over 7,000 different medicinal herbs and plants. And with the rocks and the pressure deep in the mountains, it freezes and during the summertime and the pressures build it up.
It oozes out.
It oozes out. So it literally oozes out of the mountain.
It's like rock sap.
It's like rock sap. It's black and it's highly nutritious. Even in the 1980s when the Olympic athletes in Russia were accused of being on steroids, they found out that they were actually been given Shilajit because it works as an anabolic as well, and it builds muscles. It's a big dose in there. The second big main ingredient in there is a volcanic zeolite concentrate. And what this formula is designed to do, the Shilajit and the zeolites have a real strong negative charge. All the metals and chemicals and PCBs and VOCs have positive charges. So these go in, they grab it, and then they safely eliminate it through the body so you can become healthy. I mean, this is an amazing formula. I wish I actually had it, but because this was an exclusive InfoWars Life product, you're the only one in the world that has this formula now. And, you know, there is going to be a limited supply available when you sell out because you can only harvest this once a year.
How do people take it? How is it recommended that this be done? Just a daily dose?
Yeah, daily dose. The instructions are on the label. You know, of course, I kind of modify it for each individual. It depends on what your lifestyle is. I mean, honestly, the best thing to do is for you to avoid all these chemicals and toxins in your environment and try to identify them and start slowly reducing them. But personally, I'm going to probably take it every day, every other day, and I'll probably go with about a dropper full to maybe two dropper fulls. And I don't expose myself to any chemicals.
InfoWarsLife.com. Please also support our local AM and FM affiliates. Support their local sponsors or become a sponsor and spread the word. Because these aren't just great products. This is how we fund this independent operation. We're not taxpayer funded like MSNBC or NPR, and neither is your local station. So support them, folks. This is a war.
I'm running for president. Everyday Americans need a champion, and I want to be that champion. I'm hitting the road to earn your vote, and I hope you'll join me on this journey.
A funny thing happened on the way to the FEMA camp. It seems some comedians focused on Hillary one night.
Something peculiar, something for everyone, a comedy tonight.
Hello, Hillary. It's nice to see you. You look great. Nothing like there's nothing like a skirt suit with shoulder pads to say I'm all woman. She looks like she's playing linebacker for TJ Maxx. It's the kind of outfit that you see. Who wore it better, Caitlyn Jenner or Hillary Clinton?
And Her Majesty was not amused with jokes aimed at her. Jamie Masada, who opened the famous Laugh Factory in L.A. over 30 years ago, told Judicial Watch that the Clinton campaign demanded the comedy video be taken down.
Well, yes, the whole night.
Demanded the personal contact information of the comedians and threatened to put him out of business if he didn't take down the video. Hillary's deadly serious. She's well acquainted with Saul Alinsky's 12 Rules for Radicals. As a college senior, she wrote a 92-page thesis on it, which the Clintons kept blocked from 1993 through 2001. And rule number 5 is ridicule is man's most potent weapon. So she had no trouble showing her Machiavellian dictatorship side. Today she came after the comedians, but many still love her, nevertheless, because she's a woman.
Trump also said, he actually said that he doesn't know about Hillary because we shouldn't have a woman in office because what about when they get their period? She's 69 years old. She hasn't had a period since the 20th century.
Some say she loves women.
I like how you didn't trip off Bill in Monica Lewinsky and stuff. I feel like you was hitting that too on the side. They probably best of friends because, you know, they both like the same thing. What I would love, Hillary, I was thinking about it, and I would love if you become president, then you divorce Bill, and then you marry a bitch.
Honduras!
Philanderers!
Cupidity!
Timidity! Mr.
Hey!
Tumblers, grumblers, bumblers, fumblers.
Is Hillary an advocate for women, or will she destroy any woman who gets in the way of her power? Is this the kind of person we want as president? So tonight, she comes after the comedians. We'll see the tragedy of her tyranny tomorrow. For InfoWars.com, I'm David Knight.
All right.
right, well, coming up, you're going to find out how to make sure freedom gets the last laugh. Alex Jones is going to tell you about a national contest to stop Hillary's attack on free speech. Now, if you want to go to Infowars.com right now, look at the article, National Contest to Stop Hillary's Attack on Free Speech. Shoot a video to make fun of Hillary, $6,000 in cash prizes. There, all the rules are right there for you. You got to follow them. And Infowars and Alex Jones will be choosing the winner. This is going to be a quick one-month turnaround. We want the funniest, most outrageous satire and comedy that is guaranteed to make Hillary's blood boil. She can laugh. She laughs at everything else, but she can't laugh at herself. I mean, it's crazy. Now, coming up, we have got our reporter Joe Biggs there in Paris. He's got a wrap up with everything we know now about the Paris attacks 1 week later.
Joe Biggs here with Infowars.com. Now, we came out here to investigate the horrendous massacre that unfolded on Friday the 13th last week. Tomorrow will be the one-week anniversary in which over 100 people lost their lives and over 300 more were wounded. ISIS terrorists came in with guns, explosives, grenades, and attacked this area all across Paris. There were 7 different sites. I remember sitting there and watching the news and getting goosebumps because it was such a horrible sight to see. The video, the footage of 2 people hanging out of the windows at the Bataclan Theater trying to avoid being shot at by these terrorists. Meanwhile, on the inside, 89 people were executed by 2 disgusting cowards. Now, ISIS has taken completely and full credit of this massacre and have threatened to do more stuff. We also uncovered another raid that happened. We were able to go in and investigate what happened in the Saint Denis area, which is just north of Paris. And in that raid, they were actually able to end up killing the so-called mastermind behind the massacre that happened last Friday. There was also France's first female suicide bomber. Now, this is the first time a woman has ever strapped on a vest like this and blown herself up. Now, the extent of the damage of that vest threw her spine out into the streets, and inside that rubble, they were able to find evidence of another attack that these guys were planning. These are ruthless, bloodthirsty psychopaths. Now, as the information began to unfold throughout our journey here in Paris investigating the attacks, we found out that numerous members of this terrorist cell actually worked out of and lived in Molenbeek, Belgium. So, Paul Joseph Watson and Michael Zimmerman and myself took a train all the way into Brussels. And from there, we walked 40 minutes into the Molenbeek neighborhood, which is basically the capital, the jihadi capital of Europe. The fact that a crew of 3 people could get on a train, go into Brussels, no passports checked, no bags checked, walk around through there, come back on the train back into France, once again, no passports checked, no bags checked, shows you just how wide open these borders are. And it's not that we are intolerable or we can't stand refugees or that we don't want to grant safe passage for people who are going through hard times, but it's the fact that there really are people out there who are sick-minded, who are psychopaths, who intend to do harm, who want to kill people, can easily go through and take a train and come into the center of Paris and do horrendous acts. That's all we're trying to get across to people, is that what you're hearing in the news about no-go zone, it's not a lie. That is happening. When you hear that the borders are wide open, but then you hear politicians coming out and saying, no, we should leave them wide open, that's a big negative. Because this is the kind of stuff that is going to happen. Today alone, over 7 Syrian refugees crossing the Laredo border in Texas, more coming in to Louisiana. Others have been brought in disguised as refugees in Bowling Green, Kentucky. There was footage on an ABC report showing them with shoulder-fired missiles, with AK-47s, with different types of machine guns and grenades. There's a serious problem. Our government is not vetting these refugees. And until they can come up with a better plan to do that and actually get it done, the borders need to remain closed. What we have here is a real problem. The borders are open. What we can do in America, what we can do in all of our nations across the world, if your country is wanting to allow these refugees to come through and they're not vetting them, you need to call them up. It's easy to sit down and watch the news and get mad about what's going on, but it takes a real person to get out there and have your voice be heard. So like I've said before, get off your butt, turn off the TV, make a phone call, write a letter, write an email to somebody. Let your government know how you feel, that you do not agree with them by letting these refugees come in here. You can find more reports at Infowars.com. Also, look for updates at The Real Alex Jones Twitter, and make sure you go to his Facebook as well. I'm Joe Biggs from Paris, France, and this is Infowars.com.
This is a protest, and this is a riot. If you can't tell the difference, then you are part of the problem. Infowars.com.
I have a dream!
I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there, and I know this for a fact. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2.
I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there.
Take advantage of this at InfoWarsLife.com.
And why wearing a Hillary for President t-shirt might get you punched in the face.
They thought it said Hillary for President. He said, I was seconds away from sending my bar back over here to punch you in the face. Since you're wearing a Hillary for Prison shirt, you don't have to buy drinks here. Everything's on the house.
Hillary's not surging, I tell you that. They're not saying that. They're not saying that. Thank you.
Donald Trump endorses Hillary for Prison. Get your Hillary for Prison 2016 t-shirt at the InfoWars store. And on the back it says, legalize freedom. Show your disapproval of Hillary by buying your t-shirt today.
But what she's done is criminal.
This is an American president. Just add puppet, then vote and repeat every 4 years.
All right, we are about to go on air here with this info. You rolling on Facebook mentions? All right, good. Let's go ahead and roll. Ladies and gentlemen, we are back. Thank you so much for joining us. Now, we've seen a lot of attacks on free speech. And everybody knows that I was against the Republicans trying to put, you know, parental warnings on music, because it's up to parents to decide what their kids listen to and what they watch. The government shouldn't be involved, and we always said that could lead to censorship. I am not partisan about this. I'm a libertarian. But, man, the Democrats have gone like 1,000 light years worse trying to ban the terms mother and father or boy or girl because it might hurt a transgendered person. Whoever said that? Jerry Seinfeld and others have come out and said they won't even go to colleges and do their comedy routine because people flip out on them. We have seen so many cases of this where political correctness has become a serious tyranny in this nation. And it's been directed not just in the United States, but in Europe as well, where if you criticize open borders from Syria with all these militants coming in and blowing stuff up, Facebook is shutting you down. The police are even raiding people's houses for their speech. And now Hillary Clinton has sent her campaign and had high-level campaign officials call the Laugh Factory undoubtedly the most famous comedy hall, comedy club in the world. I mean, you name it. So many of the greats have come from there. Speaking of, you know, Jerry Seinfeld, his own daughter showed up this year, and they said, we're moving back to New York so you can see more boys. She's 14. She said, Dad, boys and girls together, sexist. Just the word boy and girl is sexist. This is by design. Hillary has had her campaign threatened to, quote, bankrupt them, shut them down. You've got to read these articles. Hillary Clinton's Laugh Factory threats. Why did her campaign want comedians' personal contact information so they could threaten them? This is the reality of what's going on, and it's getting worse and worse and worse. And if they can shut down comedy, they can shut down any free speech. Going back thousands of years ago in medieval Europe or even Rome, the person that had the most free speech other than the king was the jester, because they could say things nobody else was allowed to. Musicians that would go around and play their three-string instruments would also have ballads against corruption. This goes back to the time of Robin Hood. But now Hillary Clinton across the board has said that Bernie Sanders is sexist because Bernie Sanders has criticized her. This is the insanity. So I don't care if you're left, right, center, libertarian, black, white, Jewish, German, Chinese, Mexican, or purple. Everyone should see this as a major threat because they are intimidating TV shows, writers, you name it, to self-censor, to control what they're saying. And this is the greatest attack I've ever seen on free speech. This is 21st century book burning. In fact, I want to go live and walk around some of the studio and talk about this crap with people, because I personally have had enough of this. I have made it my business to make fun of politicians. I've made it my business, too, to criticize them and basically call them frauds. When Bush lied about Iraq and WMDs, I called him a piece of crap. I mean, we got him right here as the Joker. He's a clown. Will I get shut down? Will I get arrested for this? I mean, if I want to throw darts at a picture of Hillary Clinton, it's my right as an American and as a free person to do it. I mean, here's Barack Obama right here. I got him as a clown. Is that okay with you? It's about being able to make fun of who you want, as long as you don't hurt somebody else, okay? I mean, look at this crap. Look at this. People make fun of the Democratic Party, political cartoons. You know, call them a bunch of jackasses, call the Republicans elephants. That's what it's all about. We have unmasked Hillary Clinton. And if we want to call her a lying, demonic corporate witch who helped give the banks unlimited banker bailout money, then you know what? We can do it. You got that, Hillary? We're sick of your crap. Free speech needs to be protected in this nation. If we want to talk bad about the Lord and Savior, Barack Obama, bought and paid for by crony capitalists, we're going to do it. We're going to do it all we want. And we don't want any harm to come to Obama. That'd make him a martyr. But we're going to destroy his name and what he stands for and the frauds he pushes. In fact, let's go talk to some more of the crew. I don't even know where I'm going with this other than the fact we're going to resist it. And that's what this comes down to. If you're sick of this crap, then take action yourself and engage in the First Amendment and free speech. We're announcing a $5,000 contest that runs until December 21st. You've got a month to produce a video and upload it on YouTube and one other platform where you make fun of Hillary Clinton and her policies or how she looks or what she stands for or any of it. The truth is, with the new media, the system can't control everybody. It wants to have select comedy on Comedy Central with Jon Stewart, you know, with his fake liberal garbage, or with people on Saturday Night Live. But then no one else can engage in it because the political bosses will intimidate you. And that's because they know Hillary is a joke. And she personally, it's been documented, can't handle criticism. Well, she certainly shouldn't be president. I've been made fun of all over Comedy Central. I've been made fun of all over. I love it. Because people will come find the real me. and I will fight to the death for their right on Comedy Central and Bill Maher on HBO to make statements about me that aren't true. To make statements about me saying, Alex Jones thinks cancer is good for you. Wasn't true, but I can now counter them. They're desperate. But see, they want to restrict what I have to say. If the left doesn't stand up to this, if the right doesn't stand up to this, with the persecution of the Tea Party, the persecution with the IRS of Christian organizations and veterans groups and gun groups, we're going to lose it all. If they would have arrested Michael Moore for his documentary, I would have come out against it. I would have stood for him, but Michael Moore didn't stand up for Dinesh D'Souza, who served 9 months in prison because his film was almost as big as Michael Moore's. This is dangerous. This is out of control, and it's got to stop. So in the next few hours, it'll be up on Infowars.com. And we're going to post this video as well so that you can go there, be part of it, make your video, whether it's low-tech or high-tech, whether it's sophisticated or not. Let's stand up for free speech and free expression, or this country's gone. They're getting rid of the 10th Amendment, the 9th Amendment, the 4th Amendment, the 2nd Amendment. They're coming after all of it because it's there to protect us. And once the big multinational corporations with their TPPs and the rest of it get it in place, there's no checks and balances to protect us. And then America is just one more country. The rule book in America, the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence is what makes us special. And this country didn't even have that much resources compared to a Mexico or a continent like Africa. But we became the wealthiest because we had a little bit of freedom. We weren't perfect. I went and saw Tom Hanks' movie, Bridge of Spies, and I'm not plagiarizing it because they're plagiarizing just an American statement. He says, hey, to the CIA guy that wants him to violate attorney-client privilege, he says, you're German, right? You know, Hoffman's your last name. You know, I'm Irish, both sides. But no matter what color we are, where we came from, what makes us American is the rule book. Because if you don't have that rule book, it's just more dirt. And then we're like North Korea. Then there's no floor, there's no ceiling, there's no rule book, there's no rudder. And we're a bunch of slaves. So that's what it comes down to. We are going to play these entries, the good ones, the bad ones, and the ugly ones, on the air. We're going to promote these. So regardless, you're going to win being part of this contest, standing up for free speech, standing up and letting them know when they try to silence somebody, when they try to restrict free speech, when they try to shut somebody up, we're all going to stand up together. No matter if it's liberal speech, conservative speech, libertarian speech, communist speech, free market speech, Muslim speech, Christian speech, atheist speech. We're going to stand up for free speech because we are the Renaissance. We are the Enlightenment. We are going to lead the world out of the dark age into some incredible times, but not if they can have this concerted effort to shut everything down. So first prize, $5,000. Second prize, $1,000. Third prize, Hillary for Prison t-shirts from InfoWarsStore.com and the Hillary laughing pin. Exercise your rights like muscles or lose them. It's up to you now if you're going to stand up and let this garbage happen. And certainly, doing this contest won't save the world. But laying down will ensure we lose. Standing up is the spirit that will spread in the animating contest of liberty and set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere to counter this garbage. It's happening in America. They're putting out national polls about arresting people that don't believe in man-made climate change. It's tyranny. It's happening. They're trying to ban brown bags in Seattle, saying they're racist. Wake up out of the cult. Wake up out of the trance. Say no. Resist. Take action. I'm Alex Jones signing off for InfoWars.com. Now get out there and exercise your First Amendment and make fun of the witch, Hillary Clinton.
Thanks for watching the show tonight. We'll see you here again next week, 7 p.m. Central.
Knockout is back. If you want a product that has 10 known ingredients that naturally get your body to relax, your brain to relax, so you get deep, restful sleep, Knockout's it. InfoWarsLife.com. L-theanine, hops flower extract, lemon balm extract, valerian root extract, chamomile flower extract, L-tryptophan extract, melatonin, and more. All organic, all the natural sources. It's the same price as leading brands of melatonin that are 3 milligrams apiece. It has 3 milligram, the standard recommended dose for an adult. It's got the GABA. So it would probably cost $50 to take all this as separate pills. It's $19.95. You take one or two of these, and it just is really clean, restful sleep is what the reviews are. It's what I've experienced. And it just synergistically puts everything in there. InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com. Or call 888-253-3139.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. And your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.